Hello and welcome to the EFICO podcast, our community of professionals, managers, and organizational leaders who are enthusiastic about learning and improving themselves and their organizations. Today, we are going to explore the subject of customer service and one of the really challenging aspects of customer service, dealing with angry or irate customers. As usual, we will begin by taking a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. As a service organization, you should try everything that you can to prevent customers from becoming angry and lashing out at your employees and other customers. You can achieve this by applying the 6 steps of the fantastic service equation and incorporating them into your everyday service protocols. You can also incorporate the RATA framework into managing customer experience and build your service delivery around the 5 governing forces of excellent service. In addition, you should have a robust system for managing complaints. Unfortunately, though, because our organizations are human and therefore prone to error, some things may still slip through the cracks, which may lead your customers to getting angry and lashing out, even when you have put all of these amazing things in place. There are 3 evidence-based techniques for dealing with irate customers, and they follow a particular order. First, you take a time out, and if that fails, you delegate upwards, and if that still fails, then you draw the line. So let's explore each of these 3 advanced techniques for managing angry or irate customers one after the other, starting with taking a time out. Taking a time out is about pausing the heated conversation that you are having with the customer to allow the customer to calm down without you saying that they should calm down. Customers don't like when they are angry and you are telling them to calm down. Now, a simple example of a timeout will happen when you say to the customer, perhaps on the other side of the phone or right there in front of you, "Madam, sir, I would like to check our system for a minute or two to pull out information about your account and your transaction or your recent purchases. Please, can you give me a minute or two?" Now, over the next minute or two, the angry customer may by themselves begin to calm down and reflect more on the truthful answers that you had been giving them. In some cases, it does help in getting customers to calm down and then partner with you in finding a workable solution to the problem. Now, if this method works, by the time you get back on the phone or you come out of your back office area, you may find that the customer will become more solution-oriented rather than dwelling more on discussing the problem. If taking the time out unfortunately does not work, and this happens from time to time, you can try the next advanced technique to delegate upwards and to pass the upset customer to a more senior colleague. To do this, take down notes on what the customer's complaints have been. And if the customer continues to complain and is getting angry and irritated, and you find that your responses are still not inadequate, you can tell the customer that you would like to escalate the issue to your supervisor. So again, madam, I'm very sorry that I'm not able to meet your expectations. I think that it will be valuable at this time for me to ask you to see my regional manager, to see our executive director, to see our customer service manager. Typically, when you do this, the irate customer will immediately respond by cooling down. You see, because they feel more important. You have decided, without their asking, to actually invite somebody that is superior to you to intervene in the problem. This means that their issue is very, very important. Now, make sure that you brief your boss properly on the issues before inviting him or her into the conversation with the irate customer. The customer could actually get more upset if your boss is not aware of the issues and the discussion so far, and has to take time again to answer and ask the same questions that you have gone through together already. If your boss reinforces your responses, the customer may feel inclined to accept these responses and agree to your solution or accept their reality. In some organizations, they call this the MUD principle, M-U-D. Delegate upwards when the situation is M for material, U for unusual, and D for difficult. Now, it's very possible that after you have tried to delegate upwards, the customer may still persist in their complaints and may even start becoming belligerent or insulting. Then it may be time for you guys to take the third option, to draw the line. Drawing the line requires you to be firm with the complaining and angry customer and, for instance, ask her or him to stop raising their voice and insulting employees. Explain to this belligerent customer in very clear and unequivocal terms and as politely as possible that their behavior is unacceptable and that you will be unable to continue attending to them if they are not able to manage their anger and refrain from further insults. Now, once such a customer sees that you have taken a definite stand not to be harassed and intimidated, especially when you threaten not to attend to their requests any longer, they may eventually calm down. If all of this fails, you may have to call in the security personnel to deal with the irate customer who refuses to be calm. Remember, the third and very important final advanced technique, which is to draw the line, actually would happen with your supervisor. So if your supervisor, your boss, the regional director, the regional manager, the regional customer service head has failed to be able to calm this person down, then at that point, it is not you, the customer service representative, who is going to draw the line. If you get what is going on, at this point, it is your boss who will be drawing the line. So at this point, management has stepped in. We all face difficult customers and customer situations from time to time. By focusing on providing fantastic service all the time, building a service delivery framework that reflects the RATA principle and the governing forces of service delivery, by implementing a disciplined complaint management system, and of course, by using the three advanced techniques that I have just shared with you properly, you can actually convert some of the most difficult customers that you have into long-term allies and advocates of your business. If you would like to learn more about improving the quality of service delivery in your organization, then please take advantage of our course on customer service that is available at www.onlineefico.com. If you are already subscribed to the Online Efico Learning Management System, then please just log into your account and access the course. If, on the other hand, you are new to the Online Efico, please follow the steps to create an account and either purchase the course individually or take advantage of the bundle pricing available by subscribing to all our courses. I look forward to connecting with you same time next week on another Learning Field episode of the Efico podcast. Please feel free to go back to the Efico podcast and enjoy some of our older editions. My name is Omagbishe Baru, and I am your online Efico.